The Office of Management and Budget is adding a new level of scrutiny to how agencies approve construction and environmental permits. It's all part of the Obama administration's effort to cut red tape for getting infrastructure projects going and thereby create jobs. Marco Giambardino is the senior director of the Federal and Heavy Construction Division at the Associated General Contractors of America. He joins us now with analysis on the White House's expanded permitting effort. Great to have you back. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, so tell us what you have seen yet. Is there anything concrete in terms of speeding up some of the massive projects that they're talking about, the job-creating ones?
We haven't seen anything concrete yet other than the White House did announce late last summer that it was going to do a pilot program, and it encouraged federal agencies to submit projects for approval for a new streamlined permitting process. The administration selected 14 different projects, a wide variety of different types of construction projects, and that qualified for this this new program.
Now, I know that the president just recently, maybe a week and a half or so ago, talked about those 14 projects and said that they're ahead of schedule. They're going great. Has your membership or have you guys at the Associated Contractors found any kind of evidence that this is actually doing what the president's saying?
With respect to the specific 14 projects, we haven't. But of course, when we know that when the federal agencies and or the state and local agencies, more importantly, since at the end of the day, most of these construction projects are going to have to deal with more state and local regulations. Of course, when you streamline that process, you're going to have a little bit more efficiency in getting the projects off the ground, awarded, and then, of course, constructed.
Well, give us an idea of what's involved with, say, I don't know, a bridge that's crossing a wetlands, for example, and that's going to be a major piece of construction, and there's sensitivities, there's environmental sensitivities, and maybe it's cutting through a neighborhood, you know, whatever. What do contractors face at the federal and state and local level to get these done? Give us a scope, an idea of the scope of what's required to get permits.
Well, sure. Well, of course, based on the project size and its complexity, some projects can be as quick out the door as little as 3 years. And, of course, some take, unfortunately, as long as 20 years to complete because of all the different processes you have to go through. In fact, constructing a major roadway can take sometimes as long as 200 major steps throughout the entire project's life. And that includes approvals both at the federal, state, local levels, other stakeholders, such as what you mentioned, if you have to go through a neighborhood or have to get through a wetlands. You've got other federal agencies sometimes involved and state and local agencies, such as EPA, because they have purview over air and water quality, wetlands, fish and wildlife services. If there's an endangered species issue, the Bureau of Land Management may own land on which the highway, maybe parts of the land where the highway may be constructed. They're part of course, Department of Interior. You've got the National Marine Fisheries Service. They may have some purview over this. Army Corps of Engineers, if there's any effects on wetlands. The Coast Guard has jurisdiction over bridge and navigation. And, of course, even there's the Advisory Council on Historic Preservation, and, of course, they protect historic sites.
We're speaking with Marco Giambardino, Senior Director of Federal and Heavy Construction Division at the Associated General Contractors.
Mr. Giambardino, one of the things about setting up this new initiative that the White House talked about is metrics and tracking progress more closely and adapting best practices. How difficult is it to set up these types of best practices and metrics on projects that are so varied and so different?
Well, you know, that's something that actually we at the association foster amongst the membership. But part of what we do and part of what our members do by participating in the association is we do talk about best practices, we trade ideas, we hold special programs time and time again, sharing those best practices. We work with our federal agency partners and provide feedback to the agencies and let them know what we're seeing out in the field and new techniques that we're seeing. And we hope that, of course, that the agencies have buy-in into that, and a lot of times they do. They're always happy to see new efficiencies in the government. I think a great example of that was during the last round of BRAC, for example, the DOD had required, for both cost savings and time and efficiency savings, they encouraged the use of Building Information Modeling, or BIM, and we saw great advances in that area, and it provided the opportunity for the industry to provide all the projects that had to be due on time in time for this past September 15, 2011 deadline, and all those projects were delivered using that methodology.
One quick follow-up. Have you guys reached out to the White House yet about this permitting process, either just recently with this new idea of metrics and best practices, or just when they first announced it back in November timeframe and then the executive order before that?
We're looking for more details at this point. We're open to any new initiatives to help streamline the process. We still would like to see some more details. The only thing we would caution on is anybody who's involved in leading this program has a very good sense of what the construction industry is all about, how we operate. We don't want a statistician to just come in and sort of check numbers. We want somebody who really understands construction. And, of course, we want to make sure that these processes also don't interfere unintentionally with the construction process overall. At the end of the day, we do believe that the agencies directly involved in procuring those projects and managing those projects with our contractors, they're still the best on-the-ground folks to work with.
Marco Giambardino is Senior Director of Federal and Heavy Construction Division at the Associated General Contractors of America. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you again.